Flash on your phone, turn off the sounds on your phone. You probably bought like 14 other things attached to the Wi-Fi, which is why I'm on 3G right now. Thanks so much. You should probably turn those on silent as well. This will be video recorded. I can't say videotaped anymore, even though that's how I learned how to do things. This beard is gray. So we only have this working microphone because it's an all-volunteer event. Please donate. During the Q&A session, you'll have to raise your hand, speak clearly without the assistance of modern technology. The speaker will repeat that for the recording for all the streaming people who just got lost and decided to stop at a Starbucks and connect to the Wi-Fi. So, question, repeats, answers, learning. Everybody ready? Oh, wow, you're not even awake yet. That coffee hasn't kicked in. Is everybody ready? Thank you. Yeah, you don't have to be excited about me. You should be excited about our first speaker, whose name got removed because somebody wants me to take an update while I am traveling. That's rude. Thorstein Lehmhus is a Linux kernel development follower. He's been starting since the start of the century, turns out. He's known for his kernel log column, which has, over the years, covered the features of more than 70 new Linux features in detail. His elaborate and respected article series is published by his employer, the German CT Magazines, Europe's biggest computer and tech magazine, both online and in print. If you don't know what print is, ask somebody who's got a beard like mine. He used to contribute to the Linux kernel, but has put that aside just so he can cover and come to conferences like this and talk about open source. Please give a round of applause for Thorstein Lehmhus.
Yeah, welcome everybody. I haven't used such a mic for quite a while, so if I don't hold it right, just let me know. Yeah, but let's go. Yeah, it's the 20th first time already, and I think when giving the keynote, that's the biggest chance to really give thanks to the organizers and all the volunteers that make this great conferences happen. So give a round of applause, please. Yeah, thanks for all this work. A warning, this talk is kind of part of the history talk, but don't worry, it won't be a history class. I promise, I make sure of that, and everything I mention is kind of relevant for today, and there will be a moral of the story at the end. So let's get started. The stage. The first FOSDEM actually happened in 2001. Shortly before that, Linux 2.4 had just been released. It basically had all the important features needed back then, kind of all, everything needed to conquer the world and bring us where we are today. POSIX support, graphical interface, it was portable to various arcs, and the performance was good. Since then, a ton of improvements have been merged into the Linux kernel, and I can only mention quite a few of them, because otherwise this talk would take all day.